Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott is he's our top security expert, cybersecurity expert. He is the security advocate. He is VP of Soho Solutions, an attorney, and a world-class cybersecurity expert, certified, by the way. He's got a bunch of letters behind his name, and he's our good friend Scott Arno. Welcome back.
Morning, Jim. Always great to be here.
One of only 100 in his class, folks, in terms of credentials and for legal and cybersecurity. And of course, when they evaluated when they did the beefcake thing, he won that one. He was right on top of that on being the most handsome of that group of 100. Right, Scott.
Well, I won't be heard to argue, but thank you.
Hey, Scott. Kaspersky is in the news.
Yes, it is.
What happened? Give us a report on this, and tell us why we should care.
Well, Kaspersky is, and it's been around for a while, it's a well-known security company that provides probably their best-known product is antivirus software. It's well-reviewed. It's widely used.
But it's based in Russia.
Yes, it is.
It's a Russian company that makes – let me see if I got this straight now. It's a Russian company that makes antivirus software that Americans use.
People all over the world use it.
What's wrong with that picture?
Well, the CEO of the company, Eugene Kaspersky, is somewhat of a celebrity within information security circles. He speaks at lots of conventions, that sort of thing. He is also, you know, a trained former FSB cryptography officer. Used to literally work for Russian intelligence.
Right. Now, I say, what's wrong with this picture?
He is, like I say, he's very well regarded in, you know, security circles. A lot of people think the software is very good. It does very well on detection tests. However, just the fact that it's based in Moscow means that it has to get approval from basically the Russian intelligence, the FSB, before it can actually operate, which is a problem.
Right.
And the way antivirus software actually works is, for the most part, it's using what are called signatures to detect problems. Now, what that means is, in effect, they're constantly doing research to find malicious software, or malware, as it's called. And when they discover malware, what they use to basically locate it on a given computer is they'll take a little segment of that code or a, quote, signature so that they can try and match the signature to something coming in and detect it. Now, that's one way to try and get it, and the bad guys are always trying to change their software around to get around that, and then they keep updating the antivirus software to catch it, and it becomes a cat-and-mouse game.
Right.
Where this matters here is that same sort of signature detection doesn't have to be used strictly to find malware. What that means is antivirus software, which has, you know, pretty detailed access to any system it's on, can be used, it's sort of re-engineered, if you will, to detect other stuff. So What happened here, it was discovered by Israeli intelligence, which basically burrowed its way into Kaspersky's inner systems. What they found was happening was that the FSB, Russian intelligence, was effectively using the Kaspersky software to use signature detection, if you will, effectively as a search device. And what they were searching for was the names of intelligence programs used by the NSA.
Wow.
And other, you know, other intelligence.
That's a bombshell, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And supposedly, and the Israelis were literally watching this in real time, which was amazing. They were literally watching.
What are the implications of all this?
Well, it means basically that pretty much any NSA program they might have gotten a hold of, they could have detailed knowledge of, basically what the NSA does to break into.
But does this not put Kaspersky out of business?
Kaspersky is, you know, basically in defense mode right now, saying, look, we certainly have never assisted any government. We would never do that. And even if let's just say we take this at face value, it might not be something they're literally in full control of. It could be something where the FSB is using them as a conduit because it is such widespread software.
So they might be, the whole company might have become a drone for them.
It could have. I mean, it could also be that the assistance is active. We honestly
This is another example. I mean, this just gets. Before you got here, Scott, when I was telling them about you coming in and talking to us, I said, this is getting scarier and scarier.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, a lot of what also comes up is the misinformation that's flying out right now.
That's another part of it. That's, yeah. Hold on to that thought, Scott. We're going to come back, folks, talk some more about this with Scott, including.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.